Well, I think my most memorable English language learning experience is my study in Durham for the 3 years in my undergraduate studies. Over there, I was quite friends with few local people, like English people, and we lived together. We spent our time together, like during school and off school. So I think I learned most of my English at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to university in secondary school, I think the English lessons helped me a lot. And similarly in primary, but I think the most improvement I had was in England.
I see. How were you taught English back then?
Like in Hong Kong?
Yeah. Yeah. How's the teaching style?
I think it's similar to ordinary secondary schools, primary schools. We have English classes for every day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's quite, but one thing I want to point out is that most of my subjects were taught in English, like, including science, history, geography, and so on. So that might be an advantage compared to other secondary school.
I see. Anything else you want to say for the first question?
I think hobbies helped me for learning English, as I used to play in the orchestra, so I learned violin and cello, and my teachers were taught me in English. So I think that kind of helped me.
Since when have you been learning those instruments?
Since primary.
Oh, since primary school.
So like it provides me like more place to use English other than school, so that might be an advantage.
Could you answer a second question?
Well, I don't used to read a lot in secondary school, but since university I had to read a lot, and I had to look up the dictionary quite often, and I think the most memorable was during the first year in university, because lots of stuff I don't really understand when I first read it, like I might have to read it for 3 or 4 times for the same page in order to understand it for the first year. And once I get used to it, like since my study was business and management, so the English, the language they use are centered around business and management stuff. So when you get used to the jargons, you can understand it quite easily. So, yeah, I think that's my most
memorable. Do you read outside of the curriculum?
Yes, I do. I do. I like history and chemistry for reading. So that's not related to any of my studies at all.
Since when have you been reading about those fields?
I think in Form 6 and 7, I started to read outside studies, because I didn't like reading at all before then. And then I started to read a few books, and I quite like it. And since then, I started to read both Chinese and English books, but mainly non-fiction ones.
You said history and chemistry.
Yeah.
Were they related to your studies?
No, not at all.
No. Anyone recommended those books to you?
No, it's my interest in food chemistry.